In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we look at the ongoing congestion in the West Coast ports and its impact on meat exporters. The White House is sending Labor Secretary Tom Perez to California to try to bring port labor contract negotiations to a close. Contract talks began 9 months ago and turned contentious in early November when congestion worsened in several major ports. The situation has deteriorated even further in recent weeks. Vessel loading and unloading operations were suspended the past 2 weekends because port operators say they cannot afford to pay longshore workers weekend and holiday premiums for severely diminished productivity. USMEF Chair Leanne Saunders welcomed the White House announcement and said the contract negotiations must be brought to a close soon.
Yes, I think it's reached the stage of actually being a crisis. We're hearing from a lot of members. And, you know, if you think about all of the product that we're exporting that goes out of the West Coast and those specific ports, you've got 80% of your waterborne product that is going out, and that equates to about $150 million per week, approximately. And, you know, if you think about it historically, it's taken us years to build up the business that we have in those Asian markets. And if we don't get that port opened up quickly, you know, all of that could be in jeopardy. So it is a very serious situation for U.S. meat exporters.
The impasse is especially concerning for exporters of chilled beef and pork because of the limited shelf life of these products. Delays have caused Asian buyers to be increasingly reluctant to place orders for chilled product.
If you think about all of that product being held up there on the port, and that's high-value chilled product going into those Asian markets, it is all at risk. And you just have a short period of time until you have millions of dollars of product that's lost. And all of those Asian customers wanting that product to come in and needing a ratable supply. So it is a very critical situation for us.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.